Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are here with the Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 8. And let's get metaphysical. Hysteria in Arizona. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello to my beautiful panel.
Hi.
What's up?
We have Carla.
Hi, everyone.
And we have the beautiful Shanti.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing so amazing. All right. So, overall thoughts, let's share them.
A lot of crying. A lot of hysteria. There was just a lot going on at once. It was like a constant, just like up and down roller coaster.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It was a lot.
So much craziness. Like, it's like, is every woman on their period in this episode? I swear. Everyone's going crazy, screaming, fighting.
It was literally like high school.
Exactly.
Worse.
All over again. Yeah?
I don't remember high school being that bad.
I just felt like everybody was in separate rooms talking crap about each other, and each girl was crying, and it was just so, like, not mature. It was just very, very dramatic.
Drama-filled.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot more exciting than the last couple episodes, so I'm really excited about that. How do we feel about Kelly getting physical yet again with somebody else, which is Gina? How did we feel about this?
She's too much. I feel like she doesn't think before she acts, and then she makes excuses for her behavior, and then out of nowhere, she randomly apologizes, and then you're just like, are you okay? Like, she has to be on something.
I second everything you just said. What do you feel, Shanti?
She's crazy. I mean, I wrote down so many times in my notes, like, bitch is cray. Like, I'm just piggybacking off my thoughts last week. I was saying, like, I've always loved Kelly, but she's starting to, like, deteriorate a little in front of my eyes, and it's hard to watch her because it seems like something's wrong, and today just kind of solidified that.
Yeah, I wrote down that she does embarrass herself, just like Gina said, and the comment that she made to Gina about, like, not being able to drive and all of that, like with the law and everything, I think that was, like, a low blow.
For sure.
Right, she just keeps hitting people with low blows. Like, she, exactly like Bronwyn says, she hits people before they can hit her. And it's just, it's not, like, a good friend. Like, your friends don't do that to you. And I don't trust her.
Yeah, she is all over the place. And this episode, she looked really, something's going on. Like you said, like, I don't know if it's drugs, I don't know if it's alcohol, I don't know if there's something else going on outside of the scenes that we are not seeing. But she's definitely a mess, and she's making herself look really bad. I hope she can
get it together,
like, bring herself back, because I really do like Kelly, and we'll get to, you know, her later on in the episode. I was surprised at something she did, so make sure you guys stay tuned. But before we move on, Shanti has a message for all of you amazing viewers.
We just want to stop and say thank you guys so much for supporting AfterBuzz and making it the ESPN of TV talk. We couldn't do this without you. With that said, please rate, subscribe, like, give us a thumbs up, give us 5 stars, head in the live chat. We love seeing that you guys are here and participating in this conversation. I do want to give a shout out to someone who was in our live chat last week.
Yes.
It's KFizzle4Shizzle that said,
so cute.
I didn't watch the show tonight, but I'm here to listen. LOL. And so we love that. We love you guys. So we just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Vicky's back.
Love
it. In and out. Okay.
I'm so happy.
And they said, let's trade, we'll trade you when, who was it? I think it was Tamra when she showed up. She's like, we'll trade you tequila for In-N-Out. I'm like, girl, In-N-Out and tequila, I'm there. Those are like my two favorite things.
We would drink that, right?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're drinking cheers our wine.
No, I was so, you guys, I was so happy when I saw Vicky
teetering
down the hallway or the steps with her bags of In-N-Out. And I miss the OG of the OC. And she's just funny. Like, it's like a breath of, like, fresh air. Like, feels like home again that Vicky's back on the episode. And she brings, like, this funny energy. And I was glad to see her.
Okay.
She didn't do much, though, right?
No.
But just having her there made me happy.
She was, like, quarantined to the room, which we'll get to later. She was quarantined to the room, so we really didn't get to see much of her, only her reactions.
They were the best.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I was a little bit disappointed. I want to see more of her. You know, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of Vicky, but she is, you know, she is the OG of the OC. I will give her that. And she does always bring drama. She's loud. She's perfect for television. So I was a bit disappointed not to see too much of her tonight. I wish we would have seen a little bit more. But yeah, I was really, really surprised with the Emily and Gina blow up. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. That was just a mess. I don't really get it, to be honest. At first, I thought, like, they're just both going through a lot, so they're just spazzing. Mm-hmm. But now I kind of feel like Gina's turning on Emily a little bit. Like, she's made friends, and now, like,
I feel like
she's trying to keep up with Tamara and Shannon, and then kind of leaving Emily behind and blaming her for
I just feel like she's kind of a follower. Like,
100%.
You know what I mean? I get it. I get the pressure. You're new. You want to be accepted. Then, like, the OGs are accepting you, or the women that have been there longer are accepting you. So you want to be friends with them. But to a certain extent, you have to remember, like, who is your friend in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this happens a lot with women. I think it's, like, that feminine energy, just, like, the jealousy and the cattiness and, like, the territorial of it. Do you guys feel the same?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, I'm not the biggest Gina fan, and the whole majority of, like, 75% of the episode, I was really on her side, and I was agreeing with everything she was saying and doing. Yeah. Like, when she was fighting with Kelly, she was spot on with everything.
Oh, yes,
like, all of her opinions, all of her comments, she wasn't getting, I mean, she did get angry, but she wasn't getting, like,
Out of hand,
or, yeah. And
she held herself very well. I actually made note of that.
She did. And for once, I was, like, really on her
me
side.
Too.
And I'm usually not.
Yeah.
But then with the whole fight with Emily, like, it's just one of those things where they're both hurting, and mm-hmm. I don't feel like anyone's right or wrong. Like,
no.
They just can't. But I do. But then I was, like, kind of back to Emily's side, where I was like, these girls have been mean to you this whole past year.
Yeah, I agree
and
with that.
And suddenly you're like, they've been here for me. Like, that would be hard to see as a best friend that has been there for you, you know? And maybe Emily just needs to be told, listen, I need you to take me out for some drinks. Like, be honest about it. Like, instead of holding in and getting mad at the last second and saying you haven't really been there for me, you've just been texting me, like, be like, this is what I need from you as a friend. I need, like, some girl time. I need some away from our kids time. And that is what I need right now. And I just feel like this is the first time that Gina's actually explaining that to Emily.
I thought that they did, you know, get somewhere, you know, talking that way. But it was also, you know, hard to watch because they were just throwing so many low blows at each other. And it's like, come on, dude. Like, you guys are supposed to be friends. Like, you guys were friends before the show. And then now it's, like, falling apart. And I felt really bad for Emily. I really, really did feel bad for Emily.
About, like, the dance comment? Like, you're all dancing in Vegas.
No, all of it. It was just so unnecessary. And it's like, again, like, that's supposed to be your friend. But I did really side with Emily, because I feel like a true friend will always tell you when you're messing up. And Emily straight up told her, she was like, you didn't have any, you know what I mean? You were partying with them. You know what I mean? So she was just, she was honest with her. And I feel like that's what true friends should do. They should tell you when you're messing up.
But to me, that was a low blow. Like, are you referring to the partying?
Not the actual comment, but her act. Like, I guess the way that she said it made it sound like a low blow, but it was an accurate statement.
Partying when?
In the back of the bus.
Yes, with Tamara and all them.
Okay, but, like, having a sip of alcohol in a party bus is not, like, bad to me.
I just think with what's going on in her life and on national television with her case, like, her lawyer should be advising her what to do and what not to do, because it's gonna make her look really bad and it's not gonna help her case whatsoever.
I agree with you. I don't think it's awful.
I do see
what you're saying, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'd be that cautious. I mean, I just think,
I just know how, like, media, like, she's in the limelight. Like, people are going to use, exactly.
But she was,
like, I'm saying it for her protection.
But she was,
you know,
not
what I mean?
She wasn't saying it from, like, a place of,
I know, because
she was
mad.
She was giving a low blow.
Yeah.
She was saying, you're drinking tequila in the back of a party bus. Like,
but that wasn't that after she made the comment of, like, why are you dancing from your in-laws
exactly.
in Vegas? You know what I mean? It was, like, a give or take thing.
Yeah.
It was
exactly. It was two low blows, but I don't think that the message, like, I don't think that she shouldn't be having a sip of alcohol just because she has a DUI. Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong. Like, I get it. Like, she's stressed out and stuff. Like, she's an adult. She can have alcohol if she wants. But I just think that she needs to be careful. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Well, in the live chat, Erica Guzman says, I hope Gina and Emily get through this.
Me too.
And I 100% agree. I thought they were, like, they're such cute friends.
They will.
It seemed genuine to me. Like, well, their friendship seems very genuine.
Like, they do genuinely care about each other. I think that's why they both get so hurt with each other.
I mean, even afterwards when Bronwyn's on that walk with Gina and she's like, Emily's my best friend. Like, you can tell that even she was, like, after she was removed from the situation, she was still clear-headed and, like, level-headed that she is her really good friend. And they're obviously just going through a tough time right now.
Yeah, and Emily's not in a good place, you know, with her husband. And I feel like she thinks that, you know, Gina is her only true friend and Gina's off doing it, you know, doing stuff with the other girls, which she even said, like, oh, we're, you know, they take me out, they do this, they do that. So she is, like, you know, really leaving kind of Emily in the dust.
Yeah, that was a crazy fight though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty intense and it was hard to watch just because, like I said, they were just really, you know, giving each other low blows.
Can I make one more comment back to Kelly?
Absolutely.
So, what's interesting to me about Kelly's behavior is that, like, I feel like for the past couple of weeks we kind of see Gina and Emily like are going through something huge, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's right before our eyes. They're clearly going through something behind the scenes. And, like, with Shannon last season, she was the same way. And with Kelly, like, what we're seeing is that she has this new relationship, and she's, like, happy. She's divorced.
She's very, like, arrogant.
A great relationship with her daughter. But we're not seeing that there's something going on. Like, all we're seeing is this, like, lashing out behavior, but we're not really seeing why. And it's almost like we don't have, like, a grasp of what's really going on in her life or if there's something wrong. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Like, it's weird to see, like, a character or a woman, like, lash out for pretty much no reason that we can tell.
Right.
Or as she was, do you guys catch when she was walking away from the situation? She's like, I have issues. Like, she herself wrote that down. Admits it. So it's like, I don't know. It's very odd. I agree. There's definitely something behind why she's acting the way she is. But what is it?
I commend her for apologizing. I commend her for saying that she has issues. I thought it was really... You have something to say?
No. Go on.
I want you to tell. Like, we need to talk about
this. Go on.
And also at the end, you know, at the retreat, I thought it was really cool how everybody... Let's talk about Shannon's thing, too. I felt like it was really cool how...
Okay, sorry.
I know. What concussion?
The mild concussion?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool how they all sat down and, like, talked about it. I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is what the friggin' retreat should be about. Like, let's hash it out. Let's talk about the problems and let's move on and make it, like, a therapeutic, like, vacation or whatever. But Shannon, I honestly just couldn't. I agree 1,000,000% that if she had a concussion, there's no way she would have been drinking. Mm-hmm. A doctor would not advise you to have any alcohol, or they don't let you drive, like, absolutely nothing. And I thought it was funny how we didn't see it on camera of the doctor saying, like, oh, you have a concussion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like hearsay of Tamara and Shannon talking about it.
No, I agree. Because first it was a mouth concussion, then some level of a concussion. What level is it?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you know the kind of level you're at? Like, that's serious.
And no doctor would tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're drinking. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Till 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And you have a headache and you can't see. So you're going to get drunk and you really can't see.
Well, she said, no, it was the blurry vision. My headache went away. Oh, I had some alcohol. Like, she was covering each lie with, like...
I thought it was funny how she was like, yeah, well, now that I've got it checked out with the doctor, I feel better, you know, now that I know that there's nothing wrong. It was like, there's nothing wrong with me now that, like, a doctor said that there's nothing wrong.
No,
like,
but the doctor said she had a concussion.
She was going back and forth. I don't know. I hate people that are overdramatic about injuries when clearly nothing was wrong. Like, Kelly was actually speaking the truth. Like, she didn't have a concussion and she was...
It's so true.
...really being overdramatic. Yes, but... But Kelly, like, went off the deep end. Like, she didn't need to be super rude. She should have said sorry when they were on their way to the hospital. She shouldn't have freaked out on Gina. And
she should stop drinking.
And yes, I'm glad that they all got together and, like, started hashing it out. But it took them so long to get to a resolution with Kelly.
Right.
Like, Kelly still wouldn't give in for so long. And then finally she just did. Like,
and then she turned into Dr. Phil, you know, consoling Gina and then walking over and consoling Emily. Like, I was like... Okay, wow. This is like a different thought. Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like she's bipolar.
No, I literally wrote down bipolar with exclamation points. She has to be.
It is so weird, you guys. I don't understand what's going on. I really hope we can, like, figure out, like, what's behind this, because she's getting more out of hand each episode. Mm-hmm. It's getting crazier. I wanted to say, why did they start talking about money? Why did they start throwing low Kelly and Gina? Like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't get to that level.
Kelly's and embarrass an people.
Yet, girl, she has no shame.
Like, you're not accomplished. If someone told me that, you could be accomplished for so many reasons outside of just money.
And accomplishments are different to every person. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like success, just because that's not what you agree with. Like,
success doesn't necessarily mean money.
Yeah. Because you can have money and then your life be a total, like, shithole, you know?
I think accomplishments are based on the goals you set for yourself, and it has nothing to do with anybody else.
Yeah, Kelly was just going to say, like, why would I take advice from you? I'm accomplished because I have millions of dollars. I own 10 homes. And I was like, and? Like, how does...
If you have to say that to, like, justify who you are, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you shouldn't have to say those things to, like...
Also, where does she have all this money from in homes? Like,
her ex-husband!
Exactly. It's not even yours.
Exactly. So, it's not her money. Like, and it's never been her money.
I love this.
The only money that she's gotten, I believe, is from the show.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they make. I want to know. I really want to know. We need to find that out.
It's all different.
It's not a lot.
Each person gets paid different.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like a certain amount an episode.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
What?
I heard that Gina got paid, and this is nothing. She got paid like $65,000 for the first season that she was on, which was last season. Around there.
Sign me up. I'll take it.
But then keep in mind the cost of keeping up with the show. Like, they pay for this out of pocket. From what my knowledge.
What do you mean?
Like, the trips and stuff like that?
No.
They don't?
Absolutely not. The show, Bravo, the network, I believe the network pays for
what
all
What they
that.
Do pay for is when they have, like, their parties at their house, they pay for those,
this
I believe.
Be expensive.
I'm sure that they have, like, sponsors and stuff, but, like, for the most part, like, I think they pay for themselves. Like, the show doesn't...
look into this.
The show doesn't pay for everything by any means. But like, when they go to dinner, when they go to trips, when they go to a bar and drink, like, I think the show pays for it. But the show does pay a lot of money depending on who you are. Like,
yeah, because like, I know Vicky and, well, Tamara's probably getting paid bank now.
Well, Lisa 14, Vanderpump.
Tamara came in at season 2, right? Mm, was it season 2 or 3?
No. Like 3, 4-ish.
Yeah, it was. I want to say 3.
Right around there,
so
but not at the
so
very
she's
beginning.
Done,
actually, I would say probably 4.
Like 11. Yeah. So she's done like 11 or 10 years.
Yeah, you can Google it. But like thinking like NeNe Leakes, like wasn't she getting $1 million an episode for?
Well, also because look what she brings to the table. You
exactly.
know what I'm
so,
saying? Like she's like a Vicky.
Depending on who you are and what your status is with the housewives, like you get. But obviously, like it's very lucrative. Depending. I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you're Gina, $60,000 a year. For a side hustle, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want? Can we jump into the live chat and see? Let's
ooh,
connect
yeah,
with our live chat.
So sorry. So off topic. I totally Googled this.
No worries.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. The pay varies from $1 million to $3 million. I'm gonna assume the 3 is NeNe.
Yeah, yeah.
And
for
the
sure.
1 is like maybe one of the like less famous girls, but I know it varies drastically, and like 65 for like a new person is totally normal. Let's see
and
the live chat, though.
I think yeah. Atlanta is actually the most watched.
Yeah, like, so it's the highest
paid. Crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think New York's the best.
I was just going to say New York,
no
OC,
way.
And Beverly Hills, like those are my jams.
No, I think Atlanta, Beverly Hills... New York is like the last for me. New Jersey.
What?
Yeah.
I love
said
New
no
York.
One ever.
Oh my God. How could like Ramona is like another Vicky. Like
her
can
eyes
you imagine
scare
Ramona
me.
And yeah, could you imagine Ramona and Vicky together with both of their eyes just like bursting out?
Oh my God, no.
That
I
would
can't.
Be hilarious. What do you guys what does the live chat think about that, about Vicky and Ramona?
Tia Parker said Kelly better be getting paid. She is the most entertaining. And I do agree with that actually. As bad
maybe
as
that's how she
watch.
Got her 10 houses. Carla, there's our answer.
But you know what I love about Kelly? And I agree, she is entertaining, but she can channel her energy differently, like where it's not mean and it's still super entertaining to watch. Like
absolutely.
She can be funny, and that's the side that I like of Kelly. Like I don't like this crazy lashing out side.
Right.
So I want that Kelly.
Yeah, I don't, because I really, like I said, I really do like Kelly, but when she acts like that, it's like, girl, like, stop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into our special segment.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do my own sound effects. Okay, so our special segment, obviously, we all know is Shadiest Moments. Shanti, do you want to go first? Do you want to go first, or do you want Carla to go first?
I just
heard
the music.
Okay.
Oh, we got Eminem.
Love it.
What's your shadiest moment, Shanti?
Honestly, okay. Emily calling out Gina, saying, like, you should be drinking a bottle of tequila in the back of the bus. Like, I thought that was a super low blow, shady moment. That's like you calling me out for drinking my glass of wine on this show when we're just trying to have fun. I don't know. I thought that was pretty shady for being a friend.
I love it.
So mine is, sometimes you tell your friends what they want to hear. Sometimes you tell your friends not what they want to hear, but what they need to hear.
Right.
Which is so true, and Kelly needs to hear a lot. That was Gina to Kelly.
Yeah, that was...
I don't even think that's shady. I think it's just truthful.
I would say shadiest moment. Oh, my God. It's so hard. I think I want to say... I'll just say that it was, like... Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm in between two, because I want to say yours, but I wanted to, like, pick a different one.
Well, just say another one.
I think it had to do with, like, the Emily and Gina situation. I think they were shady to each other. Like, I can't pick who is shady. Just, they were both really low blows with all the comments.
And there's one more that, like, I thought you were going to mention, which was Tamara calling Emily out for looking like Shrek.
Oh yeah. My God.
That was so mean.
Oh, yeah, and Tamara's always like, I'm the realest person there is. Okay, I love you, Tamara Judge, but... this is not the truth.
No, yeah.
It is not the truth. She is not the realist. Like, we've seen this for how many seasons of her talking bad about somebody and then, like, bringing it up and then it gets blamed on somebody else. It's just like, no.
Yeah.
You're not the realist.
And then she didn't remember saying the Shrek comment. Like, how do you not remember saying that?
She always doesn't remember.
Love
that. But guess what? We had it on camera.
Yeah, girl. Like I said, do they not realize that, hello, you're on national television?
I just think, like, attacking someone's, exactly like Emily said, attacking someone's, like, physical
that's not
look is
not
so,
cool.
It's, like, below the belt.
Yeah, because that's something that we can't really control in us.
So Ryan, when a live chat said, give us your shady moments to the live chat, and Erica Guzman says, Kelly telling Gina she is not accomplished.
Oh my God.
That was way too much. Tia Parker says, anything Vicky says. Yes, girl. Yes.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Carla? Can we get into the news now?
Oh, yes, we can.
Let's do it.
So, surprisingly, the OC is very quiet this week.
Oh.
I don't... Oh, there we are.
Gotta get that in there,
girl. The OC is very quiet this week. I tried finding some juicy stuff, and there was something pretty positive that I'm actually pretty excited to share. So, Gretchen Rossi just gave birth to a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And her name is Skylar Gray. This was on July 10th, so maybe like a month and a half ago.
There's an artist that's already named that.
Really?
My friend does her makeup. Yeah. My friend Megan, shout out to Megs Cahill, she actually tours with Skylar and does all her makeup.
Oh, cute.
So that's crazy. Okay.
So Gretchen and Slade have been engaged for about 6 years, and they've been trying to have a baby for about as long as they've been engaged, and they had infertility issues.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, her and Slade have been still sticking it out, man.
I know. It's
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
And then, of course...
Surprised.
Tamara had to be a little shady, of course. She did an interview with realityt.com.
Was she real? Because she's so real?
So real.
Okay.
They asked her, did you send Gretchen Rossi a gift for having a baby or congratulations? And she responded, oh, she was pregnant. After a brief pause, Tamara added, wait, what? What's her name? I don't know anybody by that name.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Shadiest moment. I switched mine. I'm just kidding.
There you go. This is it. It's crazy. It's like someone just gave birth after. And, you know, for some people, it's really hard to get pregnant. And it's painful. So it's like, acknowledge it.
As
a mom, have to be mean.
As a mom, that's messed up.
No, I agree. And you're firstborn. I'm sure that's like...
such a huge...
a big moment. So,
But also, like, they haven't been on the show together in so long. Like, why not just be the bigger person and say, congratulations?
Well, I don't know why Tamara's acting that way to her when we all know the unforgettable episode where Tamara got her drunk. Do you remember? With the tequila shot.
Oh, the naked wasted.
Yes, and then Ryan tried to hook up with her, and...
That's beyond.
That was one
those
of
those are some good episodes.
Honestly,
I gotta go back and watch
that. I know,
that.
I'm thinking about it now, and I'm just like, I felt for Gretchen, but it was like a train wreck. Like, you had to watch, and you couldn't turn away. I felt so bad. She's like, whoa, tequila.
Yeah, but she was like, okay, thinking about me, naked wasted, She was still, like, pretty, composed.
I mean, my God, that episode, I really want to go back and watch that.
Gretchen.
I liked Gretchen, too.
Bring Gretchen and Jesus Jugs back.
Yes. Honestly, Gretchen had the best looks.
No one listens.
In my opinion.
The best what?
Looks. Like, style, hair, makeup. She was always on point.
Yeah.
Like, she never, ever, even her no makeup looks were, like, amazing.
Yeah.
I remember her for that.
Like, she's a hottie, for sure.
For sure.
And Slade, he is like a housewife. He's really dramatic. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
I was never too fond of him, but again, that's all for the show. I heard he's really nice, like in real life.
Oh, so. Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm. Do we have any other notes that we want to like talk about? Did anybody write anything down?
Oh, I had a funny moment that I just wanted to write that was very relatable was when Emily said, is there a snack and nap room? Where's that yurt?
Oh, my God.
I was like, yes, girl.
I related to Emily this whole episode. I was like, oh, my God. Like, she's really pretty.
I didn't want to do, the meditation walk or, the sound bath. Like, I wanted the massage. I wanted the wine. I wanted a snack and nap
and yurt. In and out.
And I wanted in and out and the private chef. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I thought it was really cool about, the letting go part and, making it tangible. You know what I mean? Like, how Gina was talking about how she's truly letting go of her marriage and all that, and she wrote it down, put it under a rock. I think that's a really therapeutic way of, making it tangible, saying goodbye and then moving on. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like it makes it more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really related with that moment. I thought that was really neat, and yeah, I said neat. I thought that was really, really cool, and for everybody to be so open about, what's going on in their lives, I can't imagine having all of your tea, the tea, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything wrong that's going on in your life, just being on national television. I think that they're holding up really well, but. Yeah,
I looked over when you were when Gina was doing her little moment, and I didn't know if something was in your eye or you're fixing your makeup. I genuinely thought you were crying, and I was like, wait, is it this serious?
No, there really was. My eyelashes bothered me.
No, I thought you were really crying.
It was an emotional moment. It's understandable. It's okay.
No, I felt bad when she was like, a part of me always thought we would end up together. Like, imagine being with someone, them cheating on you, doing everything they've done, and a part of you still, wanted to work. That's literally broke my heart.
And her opening up to Kelly about it, too. I mean, she was like, I've literally, held this in for so long.
That's the last person I tell.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was surprised.
That was weird. They were just getting, they were screaming at each other, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, by the way, I get wanting to, open up to her and say what you're going through.
Meltdown.
Yeah.
I think she was just having a meltdown. But I was really, really surprised that it was Kelly.
Exactly.
That she opened up to. I was like, what is going on, girl? She really is looking for a friend.
No, to be honest, I'm waiting for her to open up to everyone else now, because she's gonna. I feel like she's just wants to spill it all, tell it all. Like, she's just hurting.
She told now?
She's crying out
she
for attention.
She told Bronwyn, Vicky, and that's it now. So that's the only two people left. I know. I think she just...
She needs help. She's looking for a friend. She's crying out for help. Like, she's been hurting.
No, yeah, it's sad. Where's Matt in all this,
We don't see much of him at all. Nothing. Him and Shane should be friends.
You know what? I was really hoping that there would be an article on an update on that abuse thing.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I was really hoping for that. And then when I didn't find it, I was like, oh, God.
You know we'll get in the reunion.
No, yeah, for sure.
100%. That'll be Andy will ask for an update, and we'll get one in real time, from the horse's mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
totally.
We have a few questions from the chat, y'all. This is Ryan in the booth.
What's up, Ryan?
We got Kim Canfield asking, is it true that Shannon has a year to press charges?
Yes, it is. Vicky told her she has a year to press charges, right?
Kelly.
Yeah, on Kelly.
That's so ridiculous.
I mean, it's coming from the cop, so he seems to know stuff. Steve.
Would you press charges? Because... honestly,
there's no concussion. There's no concussion. You're going to be on the show with the chick for however long.
No, yeah, she's not going to press
It's
charges.
For TV.
Ridiculous. No, yeah, that's remember when we were watching it, she was like, oh, this is stage. Like, it has to be.
No, totally.
Me?
Last week. Yeah, last week you're like, this is stage. Like, this is on purpose that they're asking her this question.
Oh, Shanti got called out right now.
I remember saying that.
Okay, Tamara.
Her voice just sounded like... it was that sounded kind of fake in the emergency room. But either way, like, if someone, like, assaults you, like, you can press charges, even if it's, like, ridiculous.
If I went to the hospital and I told someone that, like, my sister whacked me in the head and they asked me if I wanted to press charges, I literally would laugh at them.
No, it's stupid. It's stupid.
No, they have to. No, it's protocol at the hospital. Like, they absolutely have to. No, they have to ask if you want to press. They have to ask.
And it probably wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
What?
I got into a situation this summer. Oh, my God. Where there was...
On your boat adventure?
There was a fight of two people fighting, and I jumped in.
No, you did not.
Oh, and I got punched in the face.
Was it by a male or female?
A male.
Oh!
A male was beating up a female, and I jumped in to stop it.
What?
Now, what I didn't know was that they were homeless, and they were on a lot of drugs, and I didn't know that. I just thought it was like a poor girl being up. I had too much to drink that day. Anyways, the cop came, and they asked me if I wanted to press charges, so...
No, they have to.
I didn't. I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay. They have to ask you.
One more question from the chat. Erica Guzman getting a lot of love today. She says, question, when
I'm sorry, who was that again?
Erica Guzman.
Erica Guzman, girl.
She's been on and she's been active. I love it.
Shout out.
When does Gretchen have time to have a full-blown makeup with a newborn?
She has a makeup artist, honey.
Yeah, you just have to sit there. You can, like, breastfeed your baby at the same time as you're getting your makeup done.
By the way, I'm a makeup artist, and it's not ideal.
Really?
When they have all this stuff going on. No, because, like, you want to go, you want to show up, you want to do your job, you know, do their makeup and everything, and they're all over the place. Like, it's very, very frustrating and challenging for the makeup artist to get your freaking makeup perfect. You know what I'm saying? If you're on your phone, your baby, it's not easy. So,
also, what else is Gretchen doing right now? Like,
her person, her Gretchen Christine person.
Is that still going on?
Did it ever take off?
Do you have one? Is anyone?
Absolutely not. I don't.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, is she still making money off that stuff?
I don't know what she's doing for work.
I feel like she still has that line. I just don't know if it is successful.
What are they doing for work? Like, honestly, what are they doing for work? Like, what is Slade
doing? That's my question.
Does anybody know? Can we get the 411 up in here?
I just think they're hustlers. You know?
Yeah.
They get the check how they can get it. That's, no, really, that's how I feel about
that. That's very broad.
No, I think she does still have the line, and it's like makeup, too. I don't know. Who uses the makeup? You're the makeup artist. You tell us. I don't know. Mm.
No one you know?
So anyways, back into...
We're going to look into it.
Right?
We'll have answers next week.
I know, right? Okay, do we want to get into predictions?
And now... AfterBuzz TV.
And we got a lot more to talk about kids after predictions, so don't worry. Okay, I'll start off. My prediction is that Vicky's going to come out of the room next week and blow up. That's what's going to happen. She's going to blow up and be like, yeah, and she's going to be like, I got you guys in and out.
I think she's going to come out of the room and she's going to woohoo it up.
You think so?
No, yeah, woohoo. 100%. I think she's ready. Well, she better be ready, because I'm ready.
You hear that, Vicky?
I'm ready, too.
I love that girl.
I am ready, too.
Because I'm ready.
Well, we see in the next week's commercial that that Vicky and Kelly are going to get into it. So they're going to get into
it. Dude, that's going to... I'm ready for that.
But then I'm over it. Like, I want to put this fight to bed. I just want it to move on. Like, I'm sick of hearing about, like, bad stuff that's going on with these women's lives, and I just want them to have a good time. So
okay,
predict that they're going to have a good time. I'm hoping.
What do we want to see in the next episodes? Like, what does Carla really want to see? What is Shanti? What is going to make us happy? Let's talk about that.
I genuinely want them to stop crying.
Me too.
Please stop crying. Every single episode, I've literally been keeping track. Everyone's cried at least once in every episode.
Mm-hmm. Emily, okay, let's go over this. Emily, Gina, Shannon, yes. Tamara hasn't cried.
No, she hasn't really cried.
Oh, yes, she cried in the last one at the retreat when they were doing...
Oh, yes.
Okay. Everyone's cried. They've all cried.
Oh, no, everyone. Like, stop crying. Isn't life fun?
Who do you feel like cries the most? Gina.
Gina and Emily.
Gina.
It's just like, enough is enough.
I'm hoping that they all don't cry. They all don't fight. They get drunk. They get together, they get naked in a hot tub.
Ooh!
I don't know if there's a hot tub at Miraval, but I'm hoping they do. That is what I want to see in the next episode.
I want to see what's going on with Kelly.
Okay.
I want to know why she's like the Tasmanian devil, just like destroy. Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? She has a new man. Like, I feel like she should be happy. You know what I'm saying? Things are going good for her. She's invested in the company. I feel like she should be a lot happier. I want to know what's going on with that. But I also want to see, like, Gina overcome. Like, I want to see Gina get through this. Because I feel bad for her. I feel like she needs some guidance.
Oh, my God.
And she's the little sister, which I didn't think that was an offensive offensive comment at all. She just, like, is so ready to, like, screw this, I'm dead. Like, she wants to go home.
No,
she
does. And then she sat down and said,
she should. No, but she should to be with her kids. Like, she should.
Yeah, I was like, just leave them. I don't really care.
What did Bronwyn do this whole episode?
Nothing.
I was thinking about it earlier.
She was saying that she wanted to hike.
She was a filler.
Yeah.
Aww. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened at all.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
I feel like each episode, there's always one that's kind of like pushed to the
that
side.
That you can't talk about.
What's going on in the live chat? I was like, I saw your face. What do we need to talk about?
Pearl Bubbles said, is Tamara the next in line to become a friend on the show?
You guys think so? I don't. I think they're going to keep Tamara.
Really? She's too much of a center being. Like, her and Shannon are too, like...
Like, now that Vicky's not a main...
Orb of the eye. I'm not saying that right.
What's her story?
I got what you meant, though.
Like,
I got
the
what pupil, you meant.
The heart, the... What's
it called? We get you.
That's all that matters.
I get it. I get we you, get girl. It.
But what's her story?
Whose?
Tamara's.
What's her story?
Nothing.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a story right now.
Her story is that she has cut fitness, that she works out all the time. Eddie has heart issues, so she's dealing with that. But that,
this is all last season.
There's really nothing of, like, her storyline of what's going on with her. We haven't really heard much other than her just, you know, obviously adding more fuel to the fire.
She's the shit starter.
She really is. That's her storyline, Carla. There's your answer.
Wow. Well,
she's just ready to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I genuinely get the feeling that Shannon and Tamara think they're in charge.
Oh, my God. Shannon has some sort of, like...
She's, like, on some ego trip.
Some dictatorship, I was going to say. Like, she is, like, ready to just, like...
I couldn't when...
Calm down. Like, she's just...
Emily and Tamara were talking, like, oh, why didn't you invite me to your Vegas show or whatever? And Shannon was just sitting back the whole time with, like, this face, like, I'm too good for you. And I was like, she's... Eventually, they got to a good place. Like, Emily was apologizing. Tamara was being receptive. And then Shannon was just... And then Emily was like, I want to be friends with both of you. I genuinely want to be closer to both of you. And Shannon was just kind of sitting there, like, not really caring. I was like, that's so ugly.
Shannon has this, like, sort of...
They have a weird relationship.
I don't want to say, like, wall up. She doesn't. But she just has this sort of, like...
I think she likes people to beg her.
She needs to know that she's, like, accepted and, like, wanted and, like...
She's like, right? Reassurance times a million.
All the time. I think that comes from her relationship with David. I think a lot of that comes, like, the PTSD with it, because he never was, like... You know what I mean? Do you guys remember the relationship?
Her.
Yeah. He never, like, vocalized, like, I love you, you're beautiful, this, that, whatever. So I think that's where that comes from. It's crazy how all your, like... Everything can affect everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always about being, like, what place you are in mentally. And I think that she's so, you know, happy with her overcoming, you know, the divorce and the kids and all that. I think that she's just kind of on this high horse. But she needs to remember, like, she was there and now Gina's there, and kind of, like, calm it down a bit.
No,
like, take a couple steps back.
100%.
And be more understanding.
Yeah,
she needs to be more understanding.
Yeah, Emily and Bronwyn right now are just... I feel like Emily is on Bronwyn's level. Like, they're just kind of, like, there.
They are.
Like, who is their friend? Who's supporting them? And they're not... Mm-hmm. I feel like they're not really problematic. I genuinely don't think Emily's problematic.
I don't think Emily's problematic at all.
I just think she wants friends.
I think that she just wants real friends. I think that she knows the whole gist, and I don't think that Emily's good with being fake, and so therefore, like, the show's not... Like, she's not really, like, understanding... The whole gist of the
reality
show.
TV.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't mean that in any bad way at all. I just mean, like, she's so real and she has, like, so much real stuff going on. I think that she's kind of just like, what is this?
Yeah.
And also, like, Gina, for her being new, she's getting a lot of...
Airtime too much.
Camera time, man. Like, it's like, I feel like every episode she's, like, in the midst of every single little
thing. That's what's annoying. She shouldn't be the center. Like, as your only second season, like, you shouldn't...
But she
We should
is.
Not be revolved around your story.
Girl, she's trying to get more than that 65K. She's like, amp it up, Bravo.
She's like, give me the million, please. No, but keep in mind, everyone, that she's the only one with a real story. She's the only person.
And Emily. Emily has a story.
Emily now, yes. But I feel like, I don't know, for some reason.
It is. It's just Emily and Gina.
Like, her life is the most dramatic right now. Everything's around her. So every episode's about her. But it's like a... And no one has any fun going on. It's like a big cry fest. You know what I mean?
It's annoying at this point.
We're over the cry.
No more crying.
Can you like, be a housewife if you're not married? We should be housewives.
Yeah. Let us know when Bravo's casting.
We'll take the 65K gladly. Season 15.
Okay. So I want to share some amazing news before we exit out.
Yes.
So I'm really, really excited. So my event is October 6th. It's called Epic LA, which is an acronym for Everything Positive and Creativity. I just added on a self-love panel, and Emily Simpson is going to be on it. So yeah, I have her for my show, so she's going to be there. She's like a self-love advocate. I'm like really excited. So if any of the viewers or anything want to see Emily, you can go to epiclaevents.com and purchase your tickets. I'm really excited.
Yay, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet her and see what she has, you know, to offer. Everything's about creativity and positivity this event, so I'm really excited to have her.
Cool.
She's the perfect guest.
We can't wait to be there.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and exit out. We will see you guys next week. Go ahead and say goodbye, Carla.
My name is Carla Contreras. You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C. And thank you so much for tuning in.
You guys, my name is Shanti Christina. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina. Thanks for watching.
And I am your host, Amanda Terry. And you can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I. And don't forget to follow at Epic LA Official and come see Emily on the self-love panel. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.